Oh, hi. Well, this is awkward. It's 11:09 p.m. on Monday, August the 17th, and this is the Hidden Node. I'm Justin Deal, and this is the Dog Days of Podcasting for 2015, episode 10. Yeah. Changing direction a little bit. Last week was... Okay, we're going to go a little bit more into audio journal points rather than the working on the podcast points. Last week was kind of a roller coaster in terms of health and well-being. Missed a day and a half of work. Missed a lot of days doing the podcast. Yeah, it was kind of a rough time. So, we are attempting to get back on track, so to speak. In that, we are now 2.5 weeks out to Dragon Con, and I really haven't been doing the exercises I've been planning on doing to try to get more in shape to the running around you have to do at the con. And, well, it's kind of late to be starting. Doesn't mean I'm going to not bother with them, but, well, let's just say that there were plans I had hoped to follow through for myself in terms of my health and well-being by the time this Dragon Con happened. I had thought, you know, by the time, since I knew I was going to be at the 2014 Dragon Con, I thought, hey, I'll be awesome, and since I'll skip a year, maybe I'll be in much better shape by the time what happens 2 years from now. Back in 2013, I was thinking this. And, no. The last 2 years has been kind of really bad health-wise. Like I said, this is getting really personal journal kind of time. But essentially, I am the heaviest I've been my entire life. Last time I was at Dragon Con, I think I weighed 380, 390. I am now 418. You know, gave myself those 2 pounds. I was supposed to be spending the summer kind of really trying to get in shape. But the, I don't know. The mental state of working on things over the last 3 or 4 years has been twisted and a little bit not quite forward moving. The momentum hasn't quite been there. And that's kind of what's on my mind, is thinking about my health, thinking about my well-being in terms of mental and physical and all that fun stuff. Besides having the week of not-so-good health, I had a kind of emotional mental shot in the arm yesterday. Something I realized I'm kind of missing in my life. In that, yesterday we had over one of Patty's friends, and we got to meet his significant other. She was pretty cool. Kind of a writer type, you know, working on a setting and developing backstory around it, debating gamifying it, and working on a short story and a novel on it. And, well, Patty spent most of the time chatting with her bud. I spent most of my time chatting with the girlfriend, I guess, because, I don't know, whenever I talk to somebody who's kind of that writer mentality, I feel recharged in a way. I mean, the last thing I'd written, I wrote the flash fiction last week I talked about, but most of that stuff was kind of bleh. You know, I was glad I was writing, but I wasn't writing something I liked. Today, during my free time at work, I wrote a nice big chunk of Flash fiction. And those of you who remember from earlier this year, the 5-sentence fiction a friend of mine was running, I worked on a few of those today, too. So, I felt that creative spark, that level of recharge that I get typically at places like DragonCon. I am the most productive after a convention of where I know people. I feel so energized after talking to people, and I don't know. This is getting a little convoluted and a little bit wordy. So I think I want to leave it off there. But I think that's where I'm going to kind of be for the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a lot of me in my headspace working some things out. So if you want to keep joining along and, listen in as I figure out what the hell am I doing right now, give me a buzz. Give me a bing. Would love to hear from you if you have any comments you want to say. And in the meantime, I'm going to be in my own headspace. I'm going to go jump on the exercise bike and get some blood flowing into my brain and maybe try to reverse some of the stuff I've done to my body with my mental state. So I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.